A day that many people feared, a day that many people thought was inevitable. By now you know the news. An individual is shot and killed right around 34th in Portland by an ICE officer, and now we have the conflicting views. Because the Department of Homeland Security, Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Susie Jones, as Susie just read the statement, in fact, if you can get it again for the audience who's tuning in, they are clearly defending the ICE officer. They are saying this is defensive. This was domestic terrorism. And they believe that their officer was absolutely in his or her right in what they did. Others are saying absolutely not. This is an overreaction. The individual was not a danger, and this was an overreaction, and someone is dead for no reason. The debate is going to continue. This is going to reverberate across the country. It obviously is an enormous story in the area, in the Twin Cities, and in the state. But this debate, Susan Jones, has been taking place across the country since Donald Trump won. Huge area where he won last year was the border and illegal immigrants. And on the border story, it has been tremendous success. If you wanted that border shut down compared to what happened with Joe Biden, and I'll just say I did, it was an unmitigated disaster during the Biden regime. But then we get to the other part of the story. And when the president and others said, we're going to emphasize getting out the violent criminals. We're going to get them out. And despite what some people say, 99% of the population is like, good. Get those individuals out of our country. Anyone who is a threat to our
safety.
Our safety. But then what has happened with ICE, targeted, let's just be crystal clear, targeted in states that are run by Democrats, it has been a tinderbox. It has been people saying, about time that ICE comes in. These people are here illegally. They should not be here. Others on the other side saying, wait a second, we're talking about people who have been here 5, 10, 15 years. They're your neighbors. They're your kids play on the same team as these folks. Why are you going after them? And clearly the adversarial relationship between the administration and the governor's administration. And just yesterday, when Tim Walz, in a fiery defense of his administration and repeatedly pointing the finger at Donald Trump, what does the Department of Homeland Security do? They put out a tweet as they're sending 2,000 agents here saying, hello, Minnesota. And this event unfolds right in front of our eyes.
And we knew this would happen, as you said before, and protesters did show up because they are keeping watch. There's a system of people with social media directing people where to go when these ICE agents arrive in a neighborhood, at a business. They're there to witness. They're all videotaping. They're all blowing their whistles
right.
and chanting. So it's immediately when these targeted operations start in a neighborhood, at a business, it is a magnet for people to come. And they are angry. They're angry at the federal government. They're angry at the Minneapolis Police Department and the Hennepin County Sheriff's Department, because watching this unfold this morning, Chad, both Minneapolis police and Hennepin County deputies did escort the vehicles away from the scene. They kept the crowd at bay as best they could. Now, there were some incidences where tear gas was used because there were...
And reports of pepper spray, too.
Pepper spray, exactly.
Right.
Channel 9's Karen Scullin was hit in the face with it as well, and she texted that out. But still not calm. I mean, if you look, there's a lot of TV stations streaming this live, online, on air. So we're continuing to follow it there. Ari is there as well, just to let folks know.
Ari Bergeron is there. A press conference is expected to start in a couple minutes. Let's see if it starts, but this will be led by the city of Minneapolis, and the two individuals who are guaranteed to speak are the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. Obviously, this show is trying to get him on, and the chief of police, Brian O'Hara. And you are still seeing speakers right now in the area, in that exact location. Susie, if you look back at Channel 5 right now.
Jelani Hussein.
That's Jelani Hussein, who is speaking to individuals who are around him, who I assume are mainly a supportive crowd, and then other media types, right? You have this juxtapose with just everything that was leading to this, the incredible animosity that is taking place on this debate all across the country. Even on the debate of mask, even on the debate of a protest. I will say this about the protesters. If individuals want to show up and they are peacefully protesting, they are chanting, I will never have a problem with that.
Ever. Do you have a problem if they're screaming and swearing?
That's where I was going.
Because they are screaming and swearing. And again,
I have a problem with that.
Okay. Well, it's hard to cap that anger when you have that much rage toward what is happening in front of you in your neighborhood.
So,
I'm not defending the rage.
No. It's a great point to bring up. Listen, if you feel like you're being attacked for one reason, color your skin. Right? If you feel that way, that you're being targeted because of the color of your skin, you can only imagine the anger you would have. But if you were then throwing objects, screaming in their face, awful words, you are crossing a line. Now, let's talk about the line with ICE, right? Where ICE has to do their job, follow the law, be respectful, accept that protests are coming, sadly accept that there's going to be some words that are offered up, but then let's get to the key issue of all. And let me just get to this. What happened with the car? What did the individual do? When we see Jacob Frey and Brian O'Hara go up, we'll go to it right away. Dave's got the feed.
Okay.
So what happened in the encounter? When the woman is in the car, what exactly took place? Because behind you, Channel 5 keeps showing this footage, which is fairly new from the last 15 minutes or so, where you clearly can see an officer in front of this vehicle. And I don't know if you precisely can tell if the shot is fired before that, but you see the car drive for about, what would you say, 50 to 60 yards.
Yeah.
And it is not under control in any way. It is just careening off the road into another vehicle because the individual, the female, has been shot. What events precipitated the shooting? Department of Homeland Security is crystal clear in their belief this was defensive, it was appropriate, and this was domestic terrorism. Let's be honest, Minneapolis, like any big city, there are cameras everywhere, just station cameras by the city. Then you obviously had, because as you laid out, rightfully so, Susie, right on, that there already were a number of protesters there. So what footage will we definitively get to try to completely understand what exactly happened?
I want to add, too, Mary Moriarty, Hennepin County attorney, made a statement as well today saying that her office would carefully go through this and take care of that and to be responsible for investigating what exactly happened. But we're also reading the FBI is now in charge. So this
right.
is another one, another case where we have a federal and a local entity maybe clashing over how this will unfold in terms of investigation, because obviously someone's dead. There will be an investigation. Mm-hmm. Was it defensive or was it not defensive.
Well, let's add this. I go back to Vance Belter when we had Joe Thompson on the show.
Right.
When there was a debate, because Moriarty at one point was saying, we're going first. Joe Thompson's like, no. The pattern is we go first. And Andy Luger, who's joined us many times, agreed. Let's do this. We're going to squeeze in a pause here. If at any point while we take this break that the press conference begins with the mayor and the police chief, we will immediately come back. But we're going to try to work in spots. We can also get your reaction. You want to text? You certainly can. 651-461-9226. A deadly shooting happens right around 34th and Portland by an ICE agent. The female is dead. Continue coverage right when we come back on CCO. The video that popped up just as the show began gives us some level of clarity. This is from Max Nesterik, who is a reporter in town. Is Max still with Minnesota Reformer? I believe so. I just retweeted it. And here's what you see. You see the vehicle involving the woman who was eventually shot and killed. She is in the middle of the road. Her car is across the road. Okay, it's not going one direction or the other. There are vehicles on either side of it. You have two officers you can see in the back, and we cannot see initially the officer in front. Another vehicle from law enforcement comes up. Two individuals approach the vehicle. One individual is reaching for the door handle and says, get the bleep out of the car. This individual backs up, okay, maybe trying to create space and not hit the officer ahead. I don't know. But then after she's backed up, maybe 10 feet, accelerates quickly, turning the car to the right, and that's when the shots are fired. You cannot see until the vehicle drives away that there is an officer, ICE officer, in front of the vehicle. But the shots indicate someone is in front. As the vehicle is now turning further to the right, she has been shot. She does not have control of the car. You see the officer right in front. This is one video. But I would encourage you to either go to Max Nesterik or go to see my retweet of this, Chad Hartman Show. And again, credit to Max for this video. Does this end the debate? Of course, it does not end the debate. And we're still awaiting the Fry O'Hara press conference. But again, in a situation when officers have been trained to protect themselves, and when people think of TV, where you shoot at the tires or you shoot at the engine, officers, as you know better than I, Susie, are never trained to do that. They're trained to stop what is causing them potential harm and fear for their safety. And the officer fires multiple shots at the individual as a vehicle clearly is accelerating towards them. Maybe this individual is trying to turn and avoid them. They didn't have enough space. Doesn't look to me, and you watch with me 3-4 times, to avoid hitting this officer. Is that a fair assessment?
100% and very well described. And as you mentioned, the Homeland Security Assistant Secretary did say it was an act of domestic terrorism and that the agent was firing defensive shots, trying to avoid getting hit by that vehicle. There are a couple other angles. So as we say,
yeah,
we will see different versions of this. I also was curious, was there anyone with the woman in the vehicle?
Sure.
That could corroborate or not corroborate what happened. There were people around. This
yes.
was something that was viewed by many, many people at that time of the morning.
Before, yeah, I mean, you can hear, again, I retweeted it, Chad Hartman Show. This will not end the debate, but this gives you one side of the crux of what we are debating right now. Dave, I want you to chime in here, because there have been times when there has been reporting, whether it's here in the area or across the country, where I feel like ICE has been too forceful, too aggressive, wearing masks, grabbing people, putting them in vehicles, and I'm saying you have to do it better. But when you have a vehicle, when you have authorities behind the person, too, when you have someone in front, now you have two other officers approaching, the vehicle is perpendicular to the way we would normally drive, at that point, you cannot take off. You cannot take off. You may feel like you're completely innocent. You may feel like you're an American citizen. You may feel like you're being targeted because of the color of your skin. But at that point, Dave Harrigan, you have to stop the vehicle and not flee from the law, including when you're creating action where it can give a strong appearance. If you're the officer in front of the vehicle, where this car is going to run me over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole situation just screams of panic, screams of stress, screams of just acting on complete instinct, not thinking whether, you know, I think in the driver's case, in the officer that fired the weapon three times, and intent doesn't matter at that point. If you are the officer that fired, if you see this vehicle that was accelerating quickly from a stop towards you, yeah, you do what you've been trained to do. You do what you have to do. And like I said, it was three shots fired. I've looked at it 5-6 times now. The officer was very close. You know, this wasn't an officer that was 20 feet away.
No.
This was right next to the bumper.
5-10 feet in front of the car before this person. I mean, before the individual who now is deceased, Dave, backs up, this person might have been basically up against the bumper.
Yeah.
Right?
As the shots were fired, I mean, think of where the driver's side headlight is. That's about where the officer was
yep.
when the first shot was fired, and the car, you know, you can see it's turning, but at that point, if you're the officer, you have no idea. You take defensive action, and it's just a horrible situation that has been building and building and building, and here we are.
You're right on sheer panic. You're right on like this, okay? I would gladly reach out, and maybe we should try Blair Anderson today. But when you go through this type of training, Susie, and you are prepared for this contentious, confrontational potential, no guarantee, but potential, and your final words are, you know, from the individual charge, we have to do our job. We understand there are going to be protesters. We're going to follow the law and also probably some long lines of protect yourself. And if you are that close to a vehicle and a vehicle backs up and then accelerates at you or trying to avoid you, and you don't have the 10 seconds of debate
and
of
you
what
don't know
I'm
what
saying,
the driver is intending to do.
You don't know what they're doing. I believe 98 to 99% of the officers will say, I have to protect myself at this point. And the person may have been targeted for no reason. It could have been ugly. It could have been confrontational. But at that point, what do we expect most officers to do at that point? Protect themselves.
Absolutely. And I mean, we're not in their shoes.
Right.
As you say, a tinderbox. They know what they're coming into. Senator Tina Smith earlier this morning, Chad, did mention that it was a U.S. citizen. So there was some question about that. But at some point, does the discussion become about what exactly happened with the car crash or whether or not the person was a U.S. citizen? Is that even...
It can be... Listen, what led up to this is absolutely a part of the longer conversation. Crystal clear. But an ICE agent shot and killed a woman. And the Department of Homeland Security is saying definitively this was domestic terrorism, this was defensive.
Right.
This is one view that is from behind the vehicle very close. There will be other angles. Who knows how many other videos are going to pop up in the next 20, 30 minutes, maybe giving us more of the context, how the vehicle ended up at this angle in the middle of the street.
Was shooting this, from the other way.
Right. Was this the camera shooting from the
that's
other
right.
way?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
How did this person end up there? Was this person surrounded? Was this person show the ID before? I don't know. But then we get to what the crux of today is all about. Why did the ICE officer shoot the woman involved? And that vehicle, in a short period of time, is driving at this officer with great speed, and the officer reacted in a very quick moment. Let's continue our coverage. No surprise, the press conference involving Jacob Frey and Brian O'Hara is not on time. Whenever it happens, we're going to carry it. We'll look at some of your texts, and what we'll do, maybe, Susie, maybe even reset this a little bit when we come back as people are in and out. But a deadly shooting has taken place. Three shots fired from an ICE agent. A woman is dead. The protests still continue right around the area of 33rd and 34th in Portland. This is the crux of the show today. We have recorded an interview with Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the U of M. We may get to that. We may not. We have Tom Hauser set for 2:05 and what happened today, congressional hearing. We have passed on Rena for today just because we're awaiting the press conference. Mm-hmm. You know, and Rena's probably caught up with the story with Kara Levin. Back with traffic and weather, and right back to this story when we return on WCCO.